This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says America still faces the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism with a through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
May 31st and June 1st in 1921, a white mob, including some hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Israel's parliament elected labor veteran Isaac Herzog as its 11th president Wednesday, a vote that came as opposition lawmakers scrambled to forge a coalition to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu. Herzog beat former headmistress Miriam Peretz to replace President Reuven Rivlin, who was elected in 2014 to the largely ceremonial position decided by the parliament, or Knesset. Wednesday's presidential vote came as Israeli politicians from across the spectrum were holding 11th-hour negotiations to cobble together a new administration aimed at ending Prime Minister Netanyahu's 12 straight years in office. A Myanmar journalist who live-streamed his detention by junta forces was jailed for 2 years Wednesday, his employers said, as the military continues its crackdown on critical reporting. Aung Kyaw worked for Democratic Voice of Burma. He was sentenced under a colonial-era law that criminalizes encouraging dissent against the military.